This is Diane Roberts bringing you fresh-picked prose from Florida State University. Miranda McLaughlin, an English major at FSU, tells us about the struggles of being a middle schooler.
It was the end of seventh period, in seventh grade, and a very far cry from seventh heaven. I just got out of my physical education class and was piling my stuff into my backpack to go home for the day. The next thing I knew, my blue elastic gym shorts were no longer around my waist, but rather around my dirty white sneakers. Then it happened. The whole middle school hallway erupted in a fit of cackles as I desperately scrambled to cover my two sizes too big underwear, festooned in rainbow stars. As I turned around to see who had decided to dismember my preteen spirit, I stared into the eyes of the love of my young life. Until this moment, he didn't know I existed. Now he'd never forget me. The girl who got pantsed. As I turned my bright red face away from his, my eyes met the culprit, my big sister, or as I like to call her, the devil herself. I ran down the stairs, out of school, and into the safety of our family SUV, where my mother sat waiting. When my sister met us in the car a little while later, I was screaming and crying at the top of my lungs. My sister just sat there and laughed and waved her detention slip in the air with pride. Sometimes the bullies win. Sometimes the bullies are our blood. Sometimes you just have to pick your pants up off the ground and cower forward.